This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Indonesian President Megawati Sukarno-Putri traveled to the western province of Aceh yesterday. If that doesn't seem like big news, consider that in the past year, the region has been racked by violence that's claimed hundreds of lives. It was Megawati's first visit to Aceh as president, and it comes as separatists who want independence weigh their chances against the Indonesian military. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Jakarta.
Just when it thought it had got rid of one separatist problem, East Timor, Jakarta has another one on its hands. President Megawati's visit to the largely Muslim province of Aceh yesterday under tight security is part of a tacit admission that the situation is in fact getting out of control. More than 1,000 people have been killed there in the last year. That's hundreds more than have died in a year's intifada in the Middle East. Many Achenese want independence, like the East Timorese. But new President Megawati and most power brokers in Jakarta are against it. Muladi is a former Indonesian justice minister who says that if the people of Aceh reject Jakarta's plans to give them more autonomy within Indonesia, the consequences will be dire.
The only option is a military option as a last resort in order to maintain the concept of national unity.
But Muladi's last resort is already going on. Aceh receives less publicity than East Timor did, partly because of their differing colonial backgrounds. Aceh was formerly Dutch and has been part of Indonesia since independence in 1945. East Timor was Portuguese and invaded by Indonesia in 1975. The United Nations has always recognized Aceh as part of Indonesia, something it never did with East Timor. But the behavior of the Indonesian military in Aceh has been every bit as unpleasant, say the province's separatist fighters. Many human rights groups agree, and the implications for Indonesia are grave. Some even talk about the Balkanization of the country. But Umar Joro of the Habibie Center think tank in Jakarta says the disintegration of Indonesia is not a likely scenario.
There is possibility, but I don't see the scenario will be like the Balkans because the power of the central government is very strong, and it seems only Achenese who has kind of like potential to break away with the physical kind of like force, with the armed force. The other is not, but certainly I see here that more and more local government and local people disrespect to the central government in Jakarta. So the disintegration is more kind of like decaying process.
Aceh is probably the most pressing issue facing Megawati in her first year in office. To try to win the hearts and minds of the Achenese, she's approved a law giving more power to local leaders. It also gives 70% of profits of Aceh's oil and gas revenues back to the province. Yesterday, she apologized for a second time for human rights abuses committed by previous governments and asked for more time to try to solve the problem peacefully. Endi Bayuni, editor of the Jakarta Post newspaper, says that won't be enough.
I think she has to do more than that. She has to promise that there will be justice. Most of all, I think the Aceh people are craving for justice. Besides apologizing for the human rights atrocities committed by the military, there should also be prosecutions against the military officers, the generals, and all the way to the lower ranks in the military.
But Megawati is relying on the military to keep Indonesia together. So, as with East Timor, it's highly unlikely she will allow top military leaders to be prosecuted. The situation seems to be crying out for a more creative approach. Federalism has been suggested by one leading politician. But observers say that's a dirty word in Megawati's mind. She finds herself trapped between Indonesia's desperate need for stability after 3 years of turmoil and the demands of a newly democratic country. It will take considerable skill by the untested president to reach some kind of political solution. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Jakarta.